This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The red state, blue state debate took place last night on Fox News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom were clearly polar opposites on how the country should move forward. This was a great display of democracy and how politics should work in this great nation. Fighting has resumed in Gaza early this morning after Hamas and Israel failed to announce an agreement on extending the ceasefire before it expired. Israel claims Hamas fired rockets into unoccupied Israeli territory, prompting the IDF to resume the extraction of Hamas terrorists from the Gaza Strip. The renewed fighting comes after a seven-day pause. In that window of time, Hamas released roughly 100 hostages, including two Americans, and Israel released 240 Palestinians from Israeli jails. Israel also allowed more aid trucks into Gaza to help address the humanitarian crisis. The Sarasota Police Department is investigating a sexual battery allegation against Florida GOP Chair Christian Ziegler. The detective's report says that the individual reported being sexually battered at home in Sarasota on October 2nd. The Sarasota Police Department records indicate that the case is an active criminal investigation. Ziegler's attorney, Derek Byrd, said he's confident his client will be completely exonerated and said he's been fully cooperative with every request made by the Sarasota Police Department. House Speaker Mike Johnson will receive an award for the Zionist Organization of America in recognition for his defense of Israel. The event will take place Sunday at the Marriott Hotel in New York City. Speaker Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, will receive the Dr. Miriam and Sheldon Adelson Defense of Israel Award. Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
A New York appeals court has once again silenced presidential candidate Donald Trump in his civil trial. Trump and his legal team are once again restricted from making public comments about the courtroom and their behavior. The order was temporarily lifted 2 weeks ago by an appellate judge. The Environmental Protection Agency's proposed lead and copper rule mandates utilities to replace lead drinking water pipes within a decade. The requirement applies regardless of the recorded lead levels in water samples. The EPA says this is to prevent future public health crises similar to the one in Flint, Michigan that happened in 2014. Mark Zuckerberg's social media conglomerate Meta revealed yesterday that an individual in China created thousands of fake social media accounts designed to masquerade as Americans.
The intention was to disseminate divisive political content seemingly aimed to divide Americans ahead of next year's elections. The tech company, overseeing platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, successfully identified and eradicated this network comprising nearly 4,800 fake accounts. These accounts utilized fake photos, names, and locations, presenting themselves as typical American Facebook users expressing opinions on political matters. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Christmas Lights Day. It's time to get them up. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Okay, you guys.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do because you said that's what we need to do. A majority of Americans say we need to get back on track. Well, it starts with first principles. We got to figure out where we made the hard left on the road and found ourselves in this chaos that we're in the middle of right now. And I'm seeing more and more people waking up to that reality and appreciating hanging on to the basic principle that truth matters. John Fleetwood joins us now. He's a political commentator out of the great state of Tennessee. Mr. John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing great, man. How are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
Hey, it was terrific. We didn't have anybody show up with those, talking points guides that the campaign for Biden-Harris were putting out. You know, in case you happen to end up at a dinner table with a bunch of MAGA relatives, you needed to know how to respond. So if you didn't get your guide, of course, you saw the debate last night, and that was really kind of a practical demonstration of the talking points guide for the Biden-Harris campaign for 2024, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're for Trump, I guess you're a terrorist, and you want to commit insurrection, even though after January 6th there nobody was charged with insurrection, even though that was the mainstream narrative. But still, Bill, I mean, you're a total terrorist if you're pro Trump.
Well, the deal is the way Newsom, who, again, he talks, the Democrats always talk about unifying the country. But then, boy, they just cannot help but create division and suggest, whether it's DeSantis or anybody that has a deferring, opinion on anything, then it's hatred. I will not stand for you, maligning the LGBTQ community. How dare you, spew this hatred toward them, and the way in which they... the way in which they posit this and deposit it into the body politic is disgusting. Because just because you don't want to have drag queen story hour with your 6-7 year old 8 year old child, I don't know how that spews hatred versus common sense.
Yeah, the left's the party of censorship. Mm. It's absurd that they would claim that. And they always go here. I don't get it. They say DeSantis is, censoring because, he's burning books or whatever they say about him.
Right.
That's not the case. They just don't want to sexualize our children. So they don't want to put these, mm-hmm. Books that are talking about sexuality inside of schools. Why that's so weird. I mean, if you have kids, you don't want somebody coming up and talking to them about sex.
You see, and you just bring up an excellent point here, John. You see, you have got to reframe that statement in such a way to say, would you? So in other words, you would want your child, to be exposed to sexually explicit information, right? I put the question right back at them. And what happens is Republicans find themselves on their heels too often. I don't know if they just don't anticipate the question coming up or what they're all about. But I think last night was quite revealing. And I was saying this with Liz Peek earlier. It behooves the Republican Party and any candidate to review the tapes of the debate, because those are the talking points for 2024. And that's what they're going to say. They're all going to be lockstep, because that's what the Democrats do. Okay, so they're all going to be lockstep with those talking points. And Republicans need to have an answer. And so that they can come back with equal force. That's the way you have to, combat emotion. You got to come back with emotion, and then, you adjust it to where you move it out of the emotion and you move it into, the commonsensical areas of our mind and diffuse the emotion. And this is what the Democrats are real good at doing, whether it has to do with abortion, and it drives me nuts that Republicans still can't figure out how to address the abortion issue. Right?
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, what do you think is the weakness of the Republican position regarding abortion? I mean, we would say, I mean, classically conservatives are saying, we believe in the right to life because ultimately we're all created in the image of God. We're knit in our mother's womb. A lot of times the left will hit back and they'll say, oh no, you're being inconsistent because a lot of you guys are for the death penalty. But it doesn't apply, because when we're talking about an infant, we're talking about an unborn life or a life that was just born. I mean, they're completely innocent when you're talking about capital punishment.
Mm-hmm. You're arguing something. You want to bring something up that's already been settled. The Supreme Court has decided to give the women their option. There's no violation of reproductive rights. It is going to the states. This is where it's at. And the states are making the decision. Look what happened in Ohio. These governors, most of the states already had a law in place that when it returned to the states as it did, those laws took an effect, just like they did in Ohio. And so Ohio decided to have an election, and they decided to change the laws. And we've got 50 states in the union that will have that same opportunity, that are, debating this issue on a state by state level. But what happens is the Democrats want to bring it back into a federal argument, a federal debate, because they want the taxpayers to pay for it. That's really what, the whole deal is about, is we want, they want to have, and they see this as a wedge issue, and the women are, some are being, and understandably, I mean, you're talking about somebody's health here that's involved. And it's not that getting pregnant is a disease, although the way they present it is that way. But you can't talk about the issue in a tit-for-tat emotional kind of sense, because the Democrats, they own that lane, John. They have taken over that lane, and the women are yelling and screaming. It's their body, and that's fine. Hey, look, you're right. It is your body. I agree, it is your body. But don't expect me to pay for your poor choice. I mean, that's absolutely really what this all comes down to, doesn't it? I mean, it's like, oh, okay, I made a bad choice and I want you to pay for it. Get your wallet out.
Yeah, the left doesn't really have much interest in personal responsibility and accountability. But, I mean, since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, I saw there was a study published on Friday in the Institute of Labor Economics. It showed that at least 30,000 new babies who would have otherwise been aborted were born.
Yes.
I mean, that's something we can celebrate.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is also that we have more pregnancy care centers opening up versus Planned Parenthood. The marketplace has a way of vacating, you can call it evil, or vacating things that are non-essential. And this is what the marketplace is doing right now. It is not going into Planned Parenthood, keeping them in operation at $500 a pregnancy, and they're going out of business. But it's ironic, because they wanted us to believe that it was all about women's health care. Well, women's health care is still there, right? You know, but if you're more about abortion, then you're going to go out of business, and rightfully so. So, you know, again, they're just lying to us. We've got more from John Fleetwood on the other side.
Zoomer has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Back with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, talking with John Fleetwood, the political commentator. You know, we brought this point up regarding the debate last night. You've heard me say, you know, there's 40% of the country, roughly, más o menos, that says Joe Biden's doing a great job. And I'm looking around for somebody in that 40%. You know, where are they? Who are they? And help me understand why you think Joe Biden's doing a great job. Well, I found one. And that was Gavin Newsom last night. So if you're wondering, you know, who the 40% is, Gavin Newsom is the poster child of it. He's spouting all the right talking points. He says that Joe Biden is 100% qualified, mentally capable. He praises the team of, you know, of course, Madam Vice President. And I guess that at one point, John, that DeSantis didn't say, you know, maybe said Kamala instead of Kamala, and it just triggered Governor Newsom. And that is Madam Vice President, that is Kamala, you know, Kamala, or, you know, and there's always been that hesitation from day one about her name, because I think at times even people in her inner circle, I'm not even sure how to pronounce her name, if it's, you know, Kamala or Kamala, you know, whatever anymore. And here we are 2 years plus down the road. And I think that if you talk to most people, they probably still couldn't pronounce her name correctly or what it is. I don't know. But anyway, but yeah, if you want to know what the 40% looks like and what they sound like, forget about look, maybe just what they sound like and what they believe in. All you had to do was just, you know, watch that. Watch the debate and see the answers and the positions that Newsom is supporting, and he supports the Biden administration 100%.
I can't imagine that there are 40. I mean, think about that, Bill. I can't trust that number. That 4 out of 10 people you encounter on average in America want to vote for Joe Biden. I mean, I just saw that Cuomo, the former CNN host, he's now at News Nation. Cuomo says now, a total lefty, says he's considering voting for Trump. So you've got all these people on the left now saying they're open to Trump because of what Biden's doing. The guy can't speak. You just see video after video of him looking like he's got something cognitively wrong with him. I just can't believe that 40% of the American people, I literally don't believe it, and I don't mean it to be hyperbolic to say they're stupid or something. I just don't look at Trump.
Well, I think the numbers are being juiced. I agree, just as they were. I mean, this entire situation with Biden, you can't believe the numbers anymore. You know, and it's what they're trying to tell you. The disinformation, right, that they so are trying to protect with social media, is you got a situation right now where, where Jim Jordan is coming after the White House censorship chief himself, Rob Flaherty, right? And the pressure that he put on these platforms in Google, and they've got emails demonstrating said pressure. And of course, they make it sound like, you know, typical plausible deniability is that, you know, we just talked to them about it. We didn't really, we didn't pressure them per se. Well, I got to say, John, if somebody from the White House is talking to you, how much pressure do they have to put? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you've got that that Schellenberger, that journalist who's been revealing through his writings that the U.S. military, along with the U.K.'s military, have deployed, he called them sophisticated psychological operations and disinformation tactics against the military people. And this is they're, of course, in league with social media, various social media platforms. Thankfully, you've got Musk, who's the, you know, owner of X, formerly Twitter, trying to do something about that. But I mean, even he's come out and admitted there was a talk he just did, where even he's admitting that, look, most of the censorship, I mean, it's coming from the left.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course it is. See, and we don't need, and you and I talked about this before, John, we don't need less talk. We need more speech. This is what it goes out there, and it ferrets stuff out. And now you have the Biden administration, and this has been, you know, going on for decades. You know, politicians of both sides, but particularly the Democrats, are incensed over people's free speech. They can't handle it. They don't want to debate these issues. They're ill-equipped, and so what they do, and which was demonstrated last night in this debate, is they go emotional. They go full-blown nuclear emotional. And then, you know, they're maligning somebody, and they're claiming that they're attacking, a group because you don't believe in drag queen story hours. So you're being hateful towards the drag queens. No, I've just made a choice. You know, I've made a choice that I do not want my, I don't think it's in the best interest of my children to be taught, taught sexual things when they're in kindergarten or up to third grade. And I would dare say, up to elementary school. But, again, politics being what politics does, it ends up being a compromise. So the best you can do is maybe stop the insanity up to third grade. And, then after that, it's like, okay, kids, you're on your own. Get ready.
Yeah, well, I think a reason the insanity won't stop on the left is, and I've cited this before, that Dr. Kierkegaard published in Mankind Quarterly, I think it was 2020, somewhere around May or June, and he showed that the left, the average leftist you meet is 150% more likely to have a diagnosed mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a peer-reviewed publication. This isn't hyperbole. So the left is going to have a higher incidence of mental disorder. So we talk about like the craziness that comes from the left and the hyperbole they use and not really being able to reason or not wanting to be logical. There's an etiology for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they have this higher rate of mental disorder. That's something that doesn't get talked about very often. Because
where the roots of that are, where is the roots of that study? See, the roots of that study is go to the Word of God. The Word of God clearly says, the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom, right? So think about that. If you don't fear God, you got no wisdom. All right. You take truth out of the marketplace, and what do you have? You have lawlessness. You have crime running rampant. Marriages that are being destroyed. Children that are compromised. Suicide rate. All this because the elites thought they knew better. They thought, okay, let's take the Ten Commandments out of the classrooms. Let's make sure that we don't talk about God anymore. So if we don't do that, then we can go ahead and murder, 100 million babies, with impunity. And as if murdering them is not enough, hey, we can even sell their baby parts, their little baby parts. We can sell them off and make sure, we're like the communist Chinese that, are out there harvesting the organs of the Uyghurs, right? This is an America, John. Go ahead.
What you're saying resonates with me because it reminds me of a passage in the Bible out of Romans chapter 1 that says what happens when a person doesn't glorify God, doesn't give thanks to Him. It says in Romans 1:21 that for although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking and darkened in their foolish hearts. So if you reject God, your heart and your mind become dark.
To me, it seems pretty applicable to the condition of our culture today, does it not? For a percentage of Americans who have exchanged the truth for a lie. See, and that's we got to go back to first principles. We have to re-embrace the truth. We're going to get this country back on track, and for us to, God willing, and by His grace and mercy, if we're able to save any part of this country and the coming generations, it will be because the people have decided to follow the prescription of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name, right, John? John Fleetwood, always appreciate you. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. The red state, blue state debate took place last night on Fox News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom were clearly polar opposites on how the country should move forward. This was a great display of democracy and how politics should work in this great nation. Fighting has resumed in Gaza early this morning after Hamas and Israel failed to announce an agreement on extending the ceasefire before it expired. Israel claims Hamas fired rockets into unoccupied Israeli territory, prompting the IDF to resume the extraction of Hamas terrorists from the Gaza Strip. The renewed fighting comes after a 7-day pause. In that window of time, Hamas released roughly 100 hostages, including 2 Americans, and Israel released 240 Palestinians from Israeli jails. Israel also allowed more aid trucks into Gaza to help address the humanitarian crisis. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, Chris Mitchell, Middle East Bureau Chief with CBN News in Jerusalem, is reporting live from Israel, and he joins us now. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good evening, Bill. How are you?
That's right. Good evening in Israel. Good morning here in the east coast of Florida. Doing wonderful. We continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray for, you know, the hostages, the families, all that is happening there in the Gaza. Chris, can you give us an update, please?
Well, yeah, this morning there was probably around 6 o'clock local time. That's when Hamas started firing rockets. 7 o'clock is the deadline to submit a list of hostages that would be released. That wasn't forthcoming, so that was a sign to Israel that Hamas had broken the truce. So that they've gone back to fighting. There's been about 50 rockets fired from the south into Israel today. The IDF has hit about 200 sites in Gaza as well. So far, it looks like the fighting will continue. There is a possibility that it will go back to a truce. There are certain conditions that need to be met. I think Israel is looking for all its women and children to be released. Mm-hmm. And if that's forthcoming, then there would be go back to a truce. But right now, it looks like the fighting will continue still.
Well, Chris, you know, we're seeing reports that though there was a truce, that, you know, Hamas wasn't 100% faithful. I mean, they kept poking the bear, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. In fact, 15 minutes after the beginning of the truce, there was some rockets fired into Israel. And the conditions, the agreement, day by day, it was sort of difficult for Israel to keep up with the truce. For example, sometimes the list of hostages wasn't fulfilled or they were delayed. So it was a very difficult 7 days. But thankfully, More than 100 hostages were released. Mm-hmm. But also we're hearing reports, Bill, that some of these hostages were not taken cared for very well at all.
Right.
There was a report from a Thai foreign worker that some of the Israeli hostages were beat with electric cables. There's even talk right now, just earlier this evening, about some of the children branded, which is reminiscent of the Holocaust. So it's very problematic what happened to these hostages that are very deeply traumatized.
Well, without a doubt. And, Chris, of course, yesterday you had a violation of the truce there at the bus stop where you had a couple of gunmen, jumping out and, mowing down innocents there. So, again, the Hamas, they did accept responsibility. They said, yeah, these are our guys. And this is in the middle of a truce, right?
Yeah, the two guys right on the outskirts of Jerusalem, not too far from where we are right now, started shooting, and they three Israelis were killed. And Hamas took responsibility for that, and I'm sure that was contributed to the fact of Israel thinking this was a violation of the truce.
Well, Chris, is it clear that Hamas isn't all that controlled? I mean, their quote-unquote central command, that they've got rebels, and you've got different factions, even with Hamas, that, truce or no truce, they're just going to do as they darn well please. I mean, they're probably held in check a little bit, but not totally, right?
Yeah, I mean, these Hamas members coming from eastern part of Jerusalem may have acted on their own. They may not have been instructed by the leaders in Gaza what to do. I would add, besides the number of hostages that released, but as the report said before we went on the air, about 240 Palestinian prisoners were released. Mm-hmm. Many of those had been convicted terrorists as well.
Exactly.
Convicted of issues like stabbings, attempted murder, bombings. So it's not a fair trade in the sense of, you have innocent Israelis or foreign nationals that were abducted on October 7th, compared to many of these people that committed a number of different crimes.
And, of course, we know that what will happen is they go back to the battlefield. We're reinforcing, the supply of agitators because that's what they do. I mean, they agitate, and, we've seen this happen time and time again. But this is the price that must be paid if we're going to, get hostages back. Chris, realistically, do you think that Hamas is going to give up all the hostages?
Wow, that's a great question, Bill. I certainly hope so, and I know a lot of people are praying for that. And certainly it had to be so disheartening for their families that of hostages that hadn't been released yet.
Exactly.
To see the ceasefire ending, and does that dash their hopes completely of them ever seeing the loved ones again alive?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it's possible that the truce could come back if Hamas agrees to the conditions that Israel has put out there on the table. And perhaps, the military action, which Israel has been saying all along, the military pressure will help either rescue or release the rest of the hostages, about 140 now. I hope so, Bill, pray so, but we'll see as the events unfold.
And, of course, we're seeing and getting reports now that hostages, even down to young kids, they're no more. They're dead. They died, whether it was while they were being held hostages. Of course, Hamas is saying that they died because of, the bombing of Israel. So they're going to, deflect any kind of responsibility there, for the death of any hostages. So there's no doubt that this is heartbreaking. And I'm with you in agreement with all the prayers, and we had a National Day of Prayer here this week as well, with the Stand for Israel prayer campaign, And, you know, this is it. I mean, this is what we have to, you know, look to is God himself making this happen that would protect the IDF soldiers who are going through these tunnels. You know, I just sense that maybe they ought to be like the Greeks and those fast leopards and just move quickly because the international community is not in support of this. We got the news yesterday. And, of course, we've kind of have seen a hint of this, Chris, that America was trying to be too involved with the orchestration of this campaign and the military operation. And for Blinken to make the statement yesterday questioning whether or not Israel has enough credit, you know, to execute their final mission in ridding Hamas out of the Gaza, that's quite telling. And I'm sure it's tough on the leadership, but you know, I don't know how they let go of this, you know, this mission and this idea to get, you know, Hamas done away with once and for all. And if they're able to, you know, see another day with Hamas in existence, just, you know, reinventing themselves and coming back to do future horror.
Yeah, when Blinken left this morning and he did apparently put restrictions on Israel. They want to certainly, and this is Israel wants to do too, protect civilian lives and limit the displacement. It's going to be very hard now that Israel's going, finishing up their operation in the north and heading south. They already have put leaflets warning people in Khan Yunis in the south to leave or leave that area. But it seems like the U.S. is putting a lot of pressure on Israel. And apparently, Channel 12 here in Israel is reporting that Blinken said that Israel has weeks to finish the campaign. That's going to be very difficult for the IDF, which an operation that could take months by going slowly, methodically, and dismantling what Israel's defense minister said is the largest terror base in the world.
Exactly.
That's why it's so important to go and dismantle this and eliminate Hamas from being a threat to Israel.
This is what happens, Chris, when you have people trying to affect military engagement when they have no experience and understanding. Tunnel warfare, urban warfare, all the experts will tell you that this is a very deliberate and slow process. If you get too reckless, then you've got all kinds of problems happening in the tunnels, and you're going to have a higher number of casualties, will you not?
Exactly. Yeah, it's very difficult. And the IDF is trying to do what they can to eliminate Hamas, protect civilians, and protect their own soldiers.
Amen. Chris Mitchell, as always, we appreciate the input. He's the Middle East Bureau Chief with CBN.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools?
It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Wonderful time of the year, right? Hanukkah just around the corner, first day of Advent coming up as we prepare for this this holiday season in the midst of wars around the world. 32 wars happening right now. A lot of attention paid to what's going on with Israel and Hamas, no doubt. Adam Holtz is with us right now, director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam, happy Thanksgiving to you a week later.
Happy Thanksgiving a week later to you too, Bill. Thank you.
Hey, good fun, good family time, and again, it sets us up for the season, a season of gratitude and thankfulness, and in the midst of what's happening around our world and in our culture, I'm still so grateful because the spirit of Thanksgiving is that our eyes should first turn to God. You know, that we need Absolutely. To be thankful. This is what George Washington put into motion, and he brought it into focus with the first national holiday. It was thanking divine providence for this opportunity, this great American experiment that clearly, without the outstretched arm and hand of God himself, America would never have happened, you know, when you consider the odds that were against us, right?
That's exactly right, and it was thanking a personal God who created us and loved us and knows us intimately. You know, we're not thanking the universe, right? I mean,
yes.
Or the various
right.
iterations of, you know, sort of non-sectarian understandings of a higher power. We're talking about, you know, YHWH, as, you know, he was known in the Old Testament, the one who says, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And the one before whom Moses took off his sandals, right? The holy ground,
yes.
The burning bush. And that's the God we know and serve. And and we live, Bill, as you and I talk about so often, we live at a zillion miles an hour. You know, I got up this morning and did a couple early radio interviews, and you get to work as fast as you can, and it's so easy for all of us, even those of us who are really striving intentionally to know and love and walk with God. Man, we can jump in and we can get through the day before we even give him a thought, even doing his work. And so I say that, as I often do, with one finger pointed at you and your listeners and four pointing back at myself, that Thanksgiving is that invitation to remember, which is obviously another word that comes up over and over and over again in both the Old and New Testament.
Right. 365 times, allegedly, for people who have done the count, right? Once a day, because we're likely to forget in our humanity. And in the midst of our fallen humanity, at times we can be so self-critical, is that, you know, God still loves us. You know, it's amazing. You know, the love that he pours out to us. And he's all in, 100%. He's, you know, through our failures, through our shortcomings. This is why, you know, I believe that we need to commit this year, you know, starting in this season, just to think a little bit better, to do a little bit better, and to be a little bit better. You know, and this isn't a call to, okay, you know, we want everybody to be super saints here. It's just let's move in the right direction. Let's think a little bit more positive. And a little bit more, you know, spiritually, and you know, you'd be surprised what happens with just a little bit more. It can, you know, it's like compound interest. You know, everybody, you know, you get people that, you know, buy into the spirit of a little bit more, just doing a little bit better, and you know, we start locking arms together. And come together shoulder to shoulder, to back to back, and we're quite a force, because who is with us, you know, than the one who is stronger in us than he that's in the world, right? And I mean, that's my prayer, that this season that we would fully realize, as you said, because I think sometimes people think in the midst of all that's going on, you know, with our culture, our economy, politically, everything is kind of, man, this is going to hell in a handbasket. Where's God? And, you know, God is exactly where he needs to be. And we need to, you know, get through this cooker and realize, as we go through this refining fire, that God's will ultimately will be fulfilled, and it's up to us to come into alignment and agreement with that. And though at times it will be painful, because that's part of this this worldly experience that we live in. It is you know, God warned our first parents, you know, that you know, they didn't want to go there. That it was going to open up a world of pain, and you know, here it is that we were going to know, you know, the good from evil. That God, when you're living in a perfect environment where the idea of knowing good from evil was non-existent, you didn't have to deal with it, right?
But
for us to deal with good and evil, this is the problem we have right now. This is why we got so many kids out in the streets revolting. And clearly what it is, it's just rank ignorance. They just do not know good from evil. They want to believe that the Palestinians and Hamas that executed what they did on October the 7th is somehow righteous. You got to be kidding me. What they did. I mean, they grabbed young women. They raped them. They drug them naked through the streets of Gaza. They burned babies. They put them in ovens. Killed families in front of each other. I mean, it was disgusting. It is absolutely barbaric what they did. And you've got, you know, I love it. When you know, the irony is when you get, you know, the LGBTQ for Palestine. It's like, hello, do you understand? I mean, that's like saying Jews for Hitler, right?
Right. No, that's exactly right. And I want to make a what will feel like a hard pivot, but I don't think it's as hard as maybe it might seem. Obviously, at Plugged In, we review movies, and last night I went to the Beyonce Renaissance movie. Mm-hmm. So she's had this massive tour. It's been as big as Taylor Swift's tour money-wise, but it might not have had the buzz. And I tell you what, Bill, it was 2 hours and 45 minutes that I felt like was the encapsulation of our culture and our human longings. There were so many things happening that I want to comment on theologically in the review that I'm writing right now. But I mean, from the get-go, I mean, it's inclusive in every way it possibly can be, including you know, segments of documentary style footage where various people from the LGBT spectrum comment on Beyonce's love and openness, and there's an enormous sexual vibe that pervades the entire thing, and just in a libertine vibe. I mean, Beyonce basically comes out and talks about she wants it to be a place to be safe and for everybody. And I think the curious thing, and maybe not so curious thing, the tragic thing is people are longing for connection. They are longing for community. They are longing for transcendence. And they are longing for a safe place. And I think those are things that we as the church have to offer. But so many folks, you know, for lots of those people, you know, and we see, you know, the camera pans over their faces as they weep. I mean, this is a worship experience. And yeah, they're finding those things in a very talented artist. And I thought that was the other thing, was just the amazing things about her and the tragedy of her is, man, what one person created in the image of God can do when they fully unleash their talent and imagination is staggering. Because she's an incredibly creative presence. Right. And yet it feels cut off from the source of those things in a way that I think is just tragic. And so watching it, my mouth was just on the floor in so many different ways, because I think it's representative of a culture. They're like sheep without a shepherd, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They're longing for transcendent truth. And I think that a Beyonce concert, as ridiculous as it might sound, it offers a substitute or a counterfeit that for many people is as close as they get, but let's help them take that step further and not help them in a pandering way or a condescending way, but there's a longing for truth in all of that that they may not realize is misdirected.
Well, you bring up an excellent point here, and I hope the church is listening, because you've got all these young people, as you say, looking for love in all the wrong places.
Well, yeah,
and they're subordinating the legitimate for the illegitimate, and you got to know that the evil forces are coming out in record number, because they see this groundswell and this aching, the aching hearts that are out there, and they have a temporal solution to offer. And what does it do? I mean, does it really ultimately, is there peace that is realized? No, it isn't. And they're still frustrated. I mean, you know, their offerings are, hey, we'll go ahead and we'll cut off your breast. We'll cut off your genitalia. We'll give you puberty blockers. We'll re-indoctrinate you, and we'll indoctrinate you in such a way that, you know, the very thing that you want to resist is hatred. They'll promote hatred. And then these very same people, Adam, these are the ones that are out there destroying things.
Yep.
Well, that's not peaceful.
Exactly right.
That's not loving, you know?
Nope. Not at all. Not at all. And ultimately, there's a bunch in this that talks about her family and is actually a very conservative message. I'm like, oh, the irony. You know, you're encouraging one thing, but you're actually living something totally different.
Well, you know, this is, again, the power of our mind and our thinking, where we can convince ourselves that we're doing the right thing. And I think this is where our society is right now, that we're convinced that we're doing the right thing, and insisting on our own ideology, as opposed to what is the truth of all this? Because the truth is what will liberate you. The truth is what will promote life and all the great things that God has promised to us. The lie presents everything else, but if you don't have the maturity and the eyes to see it, you hold on to your ideology, and this is where we are right now, Adam Holtz. Thank you, buddy.
That's
appreciate
exactly
it.
Right.
Take care.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime.
You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi.